call it Paw Bubba Sparks.
You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a magnificent Monday. ESPN 105.1 The Zone is teaming up with Canyon Ridge Golf Club and Community to put on the Swing for Kids Charity Golf Tournament this Friday. The event will be held at Canyon Ridge and 100% of team proceeds will benefit Chattanooga's Kids on the Block charity. Register now on ESPNChattanooga.com. Foursomes are $500 and individual spots are available for $125. Registration is easy. Log on to ESPNChattanooga.com, fill out the registration form, and pay using your credit card, debit card, or by using PayPal. All right, we're joined for one more segment by with Bill Elliott here, the coach of the Chattanooga FC. We'll be playing in the title game at Finley Stadium Saturday night against the New York Cosmos. And Bill, my oldest child is 10. He's been more of a baseball fan, and we went to a Lookouts game 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm kind of glad it played out this way because it was the superstars were at the Lookouts, and so we got to watch it, but the game was kind of a ho-hum ball game, and we were leaving, and I said, would you like to go by the Chattanooga FC game? And so I took him by. It was when y'all were up 1-0 on Atlanta. Y'all go on to win 3-0, and his eyes were just huge when he pulled up because it's a completely different kind of atmosphere than anything else you will see in Chattanooga. And I think a large part of it is because the Chattahooligans just keep that beat going. There's a constant noise through the entire game. And there's an entertainment aspect to, they played Twisted Sisters, a spin on We're Not Going to Take It with it, because they were playing Atlanta and they said, we've got all your water, and they had words for the whole. So, I mean, it's just it's a really fun, and there's still people out there that haven't experienced this for the first time.
Yeah, the Chattahooligans, I mean, it's worth the price of admission just to come watch them. Never mind watch the team and the game. They make it an exciting environment. You know, part of the reason that soccer is so popular around the world is the fan culture. You know, it's a big party. They're in there, they're singing, and they're standing, and you're a part of the action as a fan. And that's what the Chattahooligans are. They're a part of the action. They're a part of the scene, and they draw the non-Chattahooligans into it. And it makes for a fun environment. It's just, I mean, it's exciting. It's fun. I mean, if I wasn't coaching, if I wasn't involved in the game, I would want to be in the stadium and be a part of it because it's exciting if you're a sports fan of any kind.
We've talked about the crowds that have built from the day that Brian Crossman started coaching to you to now, right now. How much in number have the Chattahooligans grown during that time? We've seen what the crowds have done.
They've grown as well. I mean, the last couple of games that we've played at home, they do a thing before each game where they kind of parade in the last few minutes of our warm-up, and they have this big parade that starts outside the stadium, and it's just gone on and on and on. They just keep coming out of the tunnel. Like, it seemed like it's never going to end. And I noticed in the game against Indiana, their entire coaching staff and half their players were looking up in the stands watching the Chattahooligans come in and weren't even warming up. And at that point, I felt pretty good about the game.
Well, and you had said that the one road trip on this journey to the title that you've taken was to Myrtle Beach. And while you said the crowd may not have exactly been half and half like a Georgia-Florida football game, you said that the number of Chattahooligans that went drowned out the home crowd and made it seem like you guys had more fans there.
Yeah, I mean, if you had not known what you were walking into in Myrtle Beach and you had just walked up and I'm going to check out this sporting event, you would have certainly thought that Chattanooga was the home team. Just the enthusiasm and the noise that they bring, and traveling all that way and getting behind the team the way they did, it was amazing. I know there was Myrtle Beach fans there, but I never heard them or saw them or noticed them.
Now it's not against Chattanooga City law to parade under the influence, is it? Because they're coming pretty soused, right?
I hope not.
they're coming lube. So no, I mean, I think this is cool, and you talked about it in the sense that the environment and the event, it's as big a show in the stands as it is on the field. But we were talking a bit off the air, without the success y'all are having, though, they coexist and feed off each other. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is in all sports, isn't it? You know, players and coaches are well aware, if you're not winning, then typically the support dries up really fast. And so we play our part, but they play their part. I mean, they inspire these guys to play harder and to push themselves further. And so it feeds off of each other. And it's a great thing we've got working right now, and we just hopefully keep it going.
Yeah, this is you've got the weekly assignment of focusing on your team, focusing on the opponent. But do you ever just like step aside and say, wow, 30 years ago, if you had seen Saturday night 30 years ago growing up in Chattanooga, you thought you were living in some far off la-la land.
Yeah. Barcelona.
You couldn't have imagined it. And 10 years ago, I don't think the board, when they started the club, could have ever imagined what happened Saturday night. And it's just continued to grow. And you know, it's in some aspects, it's a reflection of the sports just continued to grow around the country. And I mean, we're not the only place that has a great environment. We just happen to be the only market of our type, you know, in this league and the size city we are that's, you know, putting this kind of environment together. But
is it hard to put a number on? Because it seems like the last couple of years, you know, obviously, the further y'all have advanced, the more I think the community's like, hey, what is this? Let's come see this. And they enjoy it. But does it seem like, given that the number of folks that are there from the start of the season, it seems like a nucleus of maybe around 3,000 that are like, are going to be there just about every single week, 2,500 to 3,000. And then all of a sudden, once you have a run like this for a second straight year, it just basically triples.
Yeah, I think 2,500 to 3,500, that's what we typically would expect to have. It's been probably closer to three, upwards of that. So you got that fan base that's always there. And like a lot of sports seasons, or, you know, it seems like the last couple have started, it's like, oh, everyone's kind of surprised. Oh, it's May already. They're playing. Okay. And then, you know, slowly you get a few wins under the belt, and the crowds grow week by week. And, I mean, it's something we've talked about a lot in the locker room that, hey, win a few games, because, you know, the turnover, we have 8 or 9 players from the past that are here this year, but we have a lot of new faces. And the message early on was they were very excited to play in front of 2,500 or 3,000. Win a few games and see what happens. You know, we kept saying that. Win a few games. Win a couple more games and see what happens. And every single time, those players who have spent in their first season with us are in disbelief.
I guess as we wind down, it seemed like a lot of people nationally in the soccer, that are soccer fans, took notice of the 8,800 that y'all had in the semifinal last year. By getting 9,200, I'm curious, if you were to win Saturday night in front of, say, 12 or 13,000 people, how would that resonate across the country to soccer folks?
I think it sends shockwaves all throughout the country in the sport. Already, what we're doing here in Chattanooga, the crowds and the way the city supports the team and everything like that, it's the talk. I mean, I travel all over the world. I travel all over the country coaching at different levels. And everywhere I seem to go, somebody asks me about it. You know, it's incredible. I mean, I was in a stadium in England 2 years ago in a winter jacket and a hat, and wouldn't think my own parents could have recognized me. And somebody came up and said, hey, are you the Chattanooga FC coach? And there's three people from Chattanooga that come to the games, and it's unbelievable. And every time we win in front of a crowd like that, it just grows.
All right. Bill Elliott, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, if you haven't seen him, and by now most Chattanoogans have, it seems, by the numbers that have been pouring into Findlay, go out Saturday night and watch Chattanooga take on the New York Cosmos for the championship of the National Premier Soccer League. Bill, thank you so much for being a Press Row regular when we've talked to you in the past, and we had a great time with you in the studio for the first time.
Thanks for having me. It's fun.
All right, back with more. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1. The Zone.